You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Tuesday, the 18th of August. I'm Marie Keyworth. China's stock market has fallen dramatically once again, and investors are getting increasingly nervy. Now, how did all this turmoil in China affect markets across the pond in the US? For the reaction on Wall Street, I spoke to Mark Kepner from Themis Trading in New York.
Well, I think the last couple of days has been a little on the quiet side here, summer vacations, but last week we saw a lot of activity on China's devaluation signaling slower global growth, especially out of that country. You combine that with upcoming rate rise by the Federal Reserve, strengthening of the U.S. dollar. It really puts commodities under pressure right now because commodities are priced in dollars.
And so does that translate to businesses listed in the States, commodities businesses struggling?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the oil prices here, it's six-year lows right now, and that is definitely being reflected. I mean, overall, I mean, for the whole energy sector, it's been a very difficult time. You could look at a couple of the oil companies, Chevron and Exxon, just had very difficult quarters, and their earnings growth is just non-existent right now.
We've had some earnings, and Walmart in particular didn't have some fantastic numbers. What's behind that?
I think for the last two quarters now, we've seen some pretty poor earnings in general, very little growth. I think overall, including the energy sector, growth has been very minimal. I mean, I've been seeing reports here for the second quarter between slightly up to down, and this has been the case for the last two quarters here, and I think it's definitely a concern because the growth just isn't there right now for earnings here in the U.S., and when you're very close to all-time highs in the market and you're trading at over 18 times earnings right now, with a historical average of the last 10 years around 15, I think it's very difficult for this market to move higher when you're having a lack of earnings growth.
That was Mark Kepner there from Themis Trading in New York. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 0.2% at 17,511. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.4% at 6526.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.